I am so happy I get to interview my dear friend. I talk to him all the time, off-air conversations, text messages, emails, getting the latest scoop on what's going on news-wise. He is Chris Kristoff, the Executive Director of Communications with the Lancaster County School District. You said as you walked in the door, I think this is the first time we've done an interview on air.
I think so.
And, wow.
Yeah, I think so.
And I've interviewed you off air. Yeah. So, but
by the way, kudos to you for that intro, man. I couldn't have done it better myself.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. Hype me up, you know.
So let's talk about what's happening in the Lancaster County School District. You have some big news to share. Test scores were revealed across the Rock Hill region with all the York County school districts, Lancaster and Chester, and Lancaster made some big headlines with their test scores.
Absolutely. Our students are breaking records. I mean, we are above state averages across the board with our SE Ready, our end of course testing that took place last spring, and we're just so proud of the hard work of our students and staff members and teachers and these scores are just a reflection of that. So we're just so thrilled that we're in the top now. We're in the running for the top place.
Well, let's go deep inside the numbers here a little bit. There is a particular grade where you guys rank pretty high.
Absolutely. So our third graders, I mean, they rank number two between both math and ELA. They're combined. They're number two in the state.
Wow.
So that's huge for us. Mm-hmm. ELA, I believe they're sixth place, and math, I believe they're in fourth place in the state. So combined, they're number two.
Now, you've been in communications with school districts for quite some time, and they really do rank a lot here. And it's kind of tough for the news reporters to do stories on it because there's so much. Mm-hmm. There's so many grades. Mm-hmm. There's so many scores. And there's so many, I guess, categories is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
But do you have kind of an understanding of how they do all this yet?
Absolutely not.
Sorry. I appreciate that honesty.
I mean, to your point, the data, there is a lot of data there. And you can get lost in the numbers. I mean, they measure a lot of different metrics. And
yeah.
It's hard for, if you're not part of that whole education, academics, mm-hmm. Side of things, it's kind of hard to follow the data. The main headline is we're above the state.
Yeah.
State averages are here. We're up here.
Well, I think it speaks to all the things that y'all have to think about in the space of education, mm-hmm. all the metrics that an educator has to think about when they're preparing their students, that it's not just, I've got these 26 mm-hmm. humans in my class with different backgrounds, different ideologies, different levels of, behavioral interventions that they need. But oh, by the way, we've got these test scores. We have to get a certain amount of parent input on survey. Like, there's so many things that educators think about. So to have those scores with such a big district is something to be proud of for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's just a small taste of what's to come, I feel.
Yeah.
Come October when the state report cards comes out. And I think we're going to have way more headlines than that. But I do want to clarify that these scores are not just a reflection of one area carrying another. I saw a lot of that circulating on social media, and it's really, these are scores as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
This was the county as a whole. Mm. Seeing every school pretty much in our county, we saw gains in some form or another. So.
Well, you also talked about, you said there's a lot of supportive services that y'all offer to students. I would say those two go hand in hand and are connected. To have such a big district with all the different services you mentioned, which I'd love for you to share more, but that
Absolutely.
Certainly impacts what's happening in the classroom.
Yeah, one of the things we're offering now is just free parent resources, especially with mental health. Mm-hmm. That's a big push for us. So recently we've partnered with the Cook Center for Human Connection. So specifically their mental health resource center, and parentguidance.org. So there's a lot of free resources available there, one-to-one parent coaching, and it's at no cost to the parent. So, if you just go to our website, you'll see a nice little round medallion at the top right-hand corner of the page. Click on that, if you're interested in, just learn more.
Is that for all ages, that the mental health support?
Yeah, across the board. Absolutely.
Awesome. I just want to say this from my perspective, working at OTS and doing news and having to have a lot of conversations, whether it be, communications or principals with Prom Pledge and teachers. I've noticed a change in the Lancaster County School District dating back to Dr. Rashad Fitzpatrick, who was the former superintendent, his final year and into this last, I guess you could say, 6 to 8 months that Dr. Norris Williams has been on the job. I don't think he's been there quite a full year as superintendent. I think it's coming. I think he's close. But what I'm trying to say is I've noticed a change in the perception, the hirings, the messaging. And I mean, I think the four principals at Lancaster County High Schools are just top notch. They're wonderful people. They're very positive. And I mean, we were just talking about Mr. Parker at Indyland. I was bestowed the honor of getting one of his rubber duckies, which is kind
what
of
is
one
a rubber
of
the, ducky?
Well, it's kind of like a little gimmick that he has where he appreciates teachers and students for doing a good job. And
you should have that sitting in front of you. That's a big deal, Tyler. Or behind you.
It sits in my car. It's in the middle.
Okay, yep, that's a good spot.
It's in my little dashboard. So, but yeah, I was bestowed that honor. But no, you guys have done a really great job of positive messaging, hiring really good people. And I've just had so many good experiences over the last 3-4 years doing Prom Pledge and being in those schools and seeing the impact that these teachers and administrators are having.
Absolutely. I could tell morale is very, very high and just the people that I've met and interacted with. And the parents are so supportive of what's going on in their schools. And I think that is also a reflection of the high test scores, because the parents in our county, you know, countywide, they're so invested in their child's education, and that's huge for every student.
Right.
Let's talk about the big game this Saturday. And the reason I bring up the big game is Northwestern and Indyland at Bank of America Stadium. What a cool experience this is going to be for both these programs, both these schools to experience playing in an NFL stadium. And you partnered with the Rock Hill School District, because obviously that's where Northwestern is from, Indyland being in Lancaster County. This video that we shared on our Facebook page,
so good,
where the two superintendents suited up in pads. Dr. Deborah Elder got in some Northwestern jersey and pads, and Dr. Norris Williams got in the Indyland jersey and pads. And they both kind of participated in some workouts and practices. And job well done by you guys.
Yeah.
It was very enjoyable.
Yeah, and kudos to Rock Hill for helping us pull that off. I mean, it was a fun experience for sure. I actually, the script changed from when I had written it. I had a little more trash talk in it, you know?
They said no, sir.
But they were like,
no,
nah, sir. We got to pull back just a little bit. So I was like, eh, no,
you were
fine.
Like, we're in it to win it.
They definitely took some creative liberties with my original script there. But no, it was a fun experience. And I think the kids are, I mean, I think a lot of them are going to be living out their dreams playing in that stadium on Saturday.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's just going to be an awesome, awesome game to watch.
You know, South Point has played in this game. Northwestern, this is their second appearance in this game. I was there on site when they played, who was that, Providence Day a couple of years ago. Just what a cool experience. They get to be in the NFL locker rooms.
I was going to ask that. They get to actually use the locker rooms?
They get
That's
to experience
huge.
Like interactions with the Panther coaches and you know, all those facilities and having like an NFL game day type atmosphere. Playing under the lights in that stadium in front of those fans. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be phenomenal.
What time is that game?
I think it's at 4.
I believe it starts at 4.
Okay, right? And like open to the public, like people can buy tickets?
Tickets at Ticketmaster. I believe they're $8, so, you know, plus whatever fees they, you know, they throw in there. But
have you had any interaction with the Panthers people? We had Riley Fields.
Mm-hmm.
He was in here earlier this week. He's kind of the guy that is kind of the voice of this program that they do, the Keep Pounding Classic, as they call it.
No, I haven't had any direct interaction, but I do know some of our staff had the pleasure. Yeah. Like, I believe our ADs had the pleasure of working with them in the past. So,
do you get to go to the game and be there?
I have to pay.
You gotta
pay. But it's only $8.
Well, you know, it's for a good cause.
Absolutely.
So
we might get you in with an OTS media pass. Yeah. We might do that. And now I might get in trouble because I just said that.
Wait, big question though. Do you know if concession stands are open?
Oh.
That's what I want to know. They've got to be, right? If you're getting the whole NFL experience game day, why would they not be?
I have no idea.
Just say yes.
We'll
speak it into existence.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I can't speak on behalf of the Panthers. I don't think they appreciate that too much. But
he is Chris Kristoff, Executive Director of Communications with the Lancaster County School District. Chris, anything else before we leave you?
No, just again, it's been a phenomenal experience so far. I'm a little less than 2 months into the new position with Lancaster County Schools, and I've just been having a blast, so awesome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Good to have you.